Wait today.
Weekend is finally over. We're into yet another week in June, a big week in June for a couple of reasons. One, kids are getting out of school. You might have the early bird special and children and grandchildren are already out. But most of the nation, because of snow days and whatnot, this is the final week of school. I guess that can be a good thing or a bad thing, depending on how you look at it. Once again, as we maneuver through this hour here on America Tonight, boy, we got a lot of really good things to chomp on. That's what I like about the weekend. Time to think. And in thinking about Congressman Anthony Weiner's woes, I'm so surprised that he insists on hanging on to his job with a death-like grip, when pretty much everybody, not pretty much, almost everybody, I guess, other than his wife and a few New Yorkers wanted to hang on. In fact, there's no doubt that anybody leading the Democratic Party wants to see Weiner gone.
Definitely needs treatment, but I think he should resign, personally.
I've got important things that my family and my fellow constituents are concerned about in this district, which is $5 in gas. I'd like to fire Anthony Weiner.
There you go. That man with a thick accent really said it all, right? I want to fire Anthony Weiner. And that voice is one of the voices that this man was representing and still is. He's taken a leave of absence to undergo treatment, so he's sidestepping everything, even though it's been requested that he resign. And, of course, just because somebody tells you to resign and tries to kick you out of Congress, you don't have to do it. You can go kicking and screaming, and apparently this is what he's going to do. But it wastes more money, it wastes more time, and it's much more of a distraction. So you have Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the national party head. You have House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi, all of them naturally calling for his resignation, especially from the fact that he had lied. The Ethics Committee, I just hope they just throw that out. Why waste one red cent on it? Who cares? Who cares at this point? If he wants to Twitter his package all over the place and show his chest and beat the drum and look at women in various places, I mean, fine. Just step aside, but don't go through the ethics route. We'll see when he comes back what he does. But it's certainly looking like he's hanging on to the gig no matter what. No matter what the people in New York say, no matter what the people in the party say, and he's being brought back down to earth, I guess. Why hasn't he resigned at this point? I mean, you could compare scandals, but the latest pictures that he took of himself in a gym, I think it's narcissism more than anything else. I think that's what it is. It's narcissism. Narcissism. And he has to be confused, I guess. I mean, really, who cares? I mean, obviously he has problems. And with more of these photos circulating and with what he is dealing with and the fact that he took these pictures, he sent the pictures to strangers on Twitter, and that he's arrogant and stupid enough to hold press conferences lying and pointing the finger at other people. And constantly with the press conferences, he's terrible now. He used to be one of the best go-to bites on the Hill, meaning he was a good talking head. And the shows, whether they were conservative or Democratic-leading, they would have Weiner on. Now, he's just blithering all over the place. You know that whole thing about less is more And when you can tell someone's guilty because, one, they won't look you in the eye, and, of course, the other thing is they blather on and on and on and on, and that's exactly what's happened here. So I say we put it to bed. He's stepped aside to take a leave of absence. He needs to take more than that, but maybe he won't make it back, or maybe when he makes it back, he'll decide to resign. Probably the best thing, especially when they're calling for his head. If not, Doughty has a snowball's chance in hell of getting reelected again. Can't imagine he would get reelected. And yeah, we could compare scandals and say, well, this was worse with Bill Clinton when he was president. This was worse with Senator David Vitter and prostitutes, even though that had come out long after it had happened. Doesn't matter. You could point to that. But I say that this is to the point of ridiculousness. Ridiculousness. So let's talk about some serious things. And serious things include some of what's going on in the Middle East and why you should care about that. I'll tell you what's sick and twisted. As you are getting ready for the kids to get out of school, and you might be sending them to summer camps, maybe an art camp, maybe you're sending them to somewhere in the mountains, somewhere else to be with the Girl Scouts or the Boy Scouts, or whatever it might be, but just some kind of a camp. Do you know they have these Hamas camps that they set up for children? And when these kids go to camp, they're not getting candy and ice cream and learning about their country. No, they're learning about hatred and terroristic kind of activities. No joke. Training them to be maybe future terrorists. And when people defend Hamas, we've actually had people call the show and defend Hamas. You got to be kidding me. Look a little closer. We've said that all along. And especially when you find out that these camps are specifically targeting really, really young kids and teaching them the hatred and vitriol of what terrorists feel in their heart and what they carry around, that cold, calculating attitude to kill at whatever the cost. That's what's so scary to me. That's what's scary, because where do those kids end up in the future? We're talking about hundreds and hundreds of kids. So anybody who calls the show and tells me that Hamas has some really good people in the organization, you got to go fly a kite, because I'm thinking, no, that's not true. And it scares me to death when I think of the power that they have, the reach that they have, like Gaza Strip, Arab nations. And that's what they're preaching at young minds, to young people. Not a good thing. If we look at the Middle East and how it's chopped up now. Food for thought, right? All right, coming up, you sent me tons of emails over the weekend. And guess what? We're heading the mailbag.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 cap summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. I send you to the website, americatonight.net. If you go there now, boys and girls, you'll see the photo of Gabrielle Giffords, the congresswoman who nearly lost her life when she was out speaking in Tucson, Arizona, to what she thought was a friendly crowd. Jared Lee Loeffner was there, went up to her, shot her in the head. Luckily, she did not die. She survived, and she's trying to thrive. Good for her. She looks pretty good in those photos, I gotta say. It's miraculous, really. That happened in January, and here we are in June. You need to go and check it out. It really is. It's amazing. Kudos to those doctors and all the therapy and everything that's gone into that, and still a long road ahead. But point-blank range outside a supermarket, I'd say that I wouldn't have expected her, seriously, to look this good from what I've seen from people who have been hit at that close a range and in this short amount of time. So without further ado, though, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you. All right, here's one from Vic who says, Kate, I heard you say that stuff about the Pentagon Papers. Tell me more, sister. What's the scoop? How many pages are going to be released? All right, so what the deal is that the Pentagon Papers have been very secret. And, of course, you know that has to do with the Vietnam War. It's coming out on Monday. It's a 7,000-page report. That's a lot of pages, we knew. And it was the sort of WikiLeaks of its time, the precursor to WikiLeaks, a lot of people are calling it. And it really shook to the core the Nixon presidency and it pushed for a fight for freedom of the press. You know, in other words, to be able to gain that kind of information. And Daniel Ellsberg became really one of the biggest whistleblowers in our modern history. So the National Archives and Presidential Libraries are releasing the report in full, even though lots and probably most at this point of the secrets have fallen out. It was just a couple of years ago that some of the last ones came out. And it's 40 years to the day after the Times published the first in a bunch of the stories about what they found out back in 1971. Basically, the paper showed that the Johnson, Kennedy, and previous presidential administrations had been escalating the conflict in Vietnam while misleading Congress, allies, and of course, we, the American people. Imagine that, misleading for that amount of time. So you can bet the people, more people will pour over that. And there may be more revolutions probably to come. There may be something that, you know, somebody bumbled over that they missed. And it's funny, if you go back to that time, you think of WikiLeaks and you think of Julian Assange and you think of Ellsberg, the leak, everybody was ready to behead him. Saying it was treachery, it was treason, and that something has to happen here. And he was worried that something would happen. So Nixon vowed that he would get to the bottom of the Pentagon Papers leak. And, you know, actually, I think it'd be fascinating to go through them and read some of this stuff to see what it said, to try to connect the dots. Because, see, here's the deal. Ellsberg was a Marine in Vietnam and came back, obviously, like so many others, disillusioned with what had happened. And he was somebody who was connected to Henry Kissinger. And Kissinger said this guy was one of the most brilliant students he ever had, ever. And he was an analyst. And this is kind of it is a no holds barred look at what really, really happened. It's like we talk about Iraq and Afghanistan, who have had their own moments that you could compare to the Pentagon Papers. But in its day, it was incredibly groundbreaking. Very similar to WikiLeaks. I think that's a good comparison. All right, let's take another one as we pull another one out of the mailbag from the Pentagon Papers to what's happening in the world. Libya. This one from the man. Hello, Kate Delaney. I don't know if you can figure out who I am, but I've been hearing you talk about Libya. I am so sick of us sticking our nose in so many different places. Really, do we need to be in Libya? What's next? Whose trash are we taking out next? Gaddafi is somebody that we embrace. Now, suddenly we're turning our back on Gaddafi, accusing him of all kinds of things. And not that I'm a Gaddafi fan, I certainly think he's a thieving, murdering bastard, but at the same time, aren't we the ones that pretty much pushed him in the right direction, if you know what I mean? And now we are afraid to cut off his head, and we just let this go back and forth, question mark, question mark, question mark, the man. It is what we predicted. It's this crazy stalemate that doesn't need to keep happening. If you're going to cut the guy's head off, you're going to cut the guy's head off. But do not put boots on the ground. Do not go any further with this. Do not do this. It can't happen. Unfortunately, when more stories break out about how people are being used or being used as human shields or disappearing, we haven't seen the 15 people who live down the hall from us, and that's the kind of things that you're hearing. And the people are getting scared, and NATO's involved, and they want a quick resolution. Because, really, can we afford another costly conflict? You have Iraq, you have Afghanistan, and the answer is no, no, and no. We cannot afford to be in the middle of this. Can't do it. So what about the Saudis? Why can't the Saudis or somebody else take out Gaddafi? Why does this have to be on the shoulders of America? I don't understand. Why are we bearing this burden? And what we're wasting, all the money already that we've wasted on this, with no conclusion. No conclusion. I mean, come on now. It has to be something better. All right, here's one from Jake in Austin. Kate, I cannot believe what I saw in the NBA. As much as I want to talk politics, in my quick note to you, I have to say I immediately stepped away from the tube and wrote this to you. The Mavericks' real MVP is J.J. Barea, one of the smallest guys on the court. What a difference he has made for that team. Just absolutely phenomenal. And congratulations on the huge win after beating Miami in Game 6. Yeah, there's a lot of people you could toss accolades to on that team. Yeah, J.J. Barea, he was, boy, he was incredible in a game last week where he had 17 points and he really nailed a bunch of trays. He hit like 4 3-pointers that were key in that win, and he took some heat off the back of Nowitzki, and he did it again in this final Game 6. So here's an interesting example of an underdog team with an underdog player who made a little bit of buzz for himself out there. He came through what they call the Development League before he was signed by the Mavericks. He went to Northeastern University 2006. And he's so young looking, people don't always realize, and so small, they don't realize when they see him in an arena when he's got plain clothes on, what we call plain clothes, that he's actually a player for the Mavericks. I love those stories. And there's a ton of them about how he was asked to show ID and all that sort of stuff. He was deadly, deadly in the series. And what a delightful kind of player. Stretch time. Hang with us.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in 3 delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Summer's getting into full swing, and so is the Happy Summer Sale here at OfTheField.com. If food became too expensive, scarce, or questionable to fill your needs, would you know what to do? Do you want an all-natural backup plan? Nature provides, but you have to know how to use it. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. It's been extended until Monday, June 13th, so head on over to OfTheField.com. If you really don't have access to the internet, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. We've been holding our prices for the last 3 years, and something's got to give. Catalog customers can take advantage by writing Free Food Now on top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off on your merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for Free Food Know-How at ofthefield.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, why 2011 could be the single most important year in American history to plant a family garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
So, but I guarantee some of you would stand on that same ledge with me, because it's not, it's a pretty obvious ledge that I think hundreds and thousands of us are all standing on. America Tonight, Kate Delaney, and the ledge I'm talking about is China and trade and ridiculously dealing with Chinese goods that are crap. Do you know that more than 600 people in China, doesn't sound like a lot when you have how many billion in that country, but it is, trust me. And the reason I'm saying that is because you got 600 people in China, including 103 kids, excuse me, who have been found with levels of lead in their blood that are out of this world. You've got people in factories that process tin foil in Xinjiang, and some of their kids who have been affected by lead. That's right. And who knows who they're testing and who they're not. But when you've got test results that show that these people have severe lead poisoning and they're being treated, these are people that could die from this. And they were poisoned after this exposure in factories, and this is the crap that's being sent to us, meaning toys and other things. I mean, this is certainly the darkest of the dark side of their economic boom in an emerging nation in China that once again highlights all the stuff that we're importing from them, you got to look at it with a jaundiced eye, because it's been massive, rapid industrialization over the past three decades. They've got the second largest economy, but they have the worst water and air pollution and terrible environmental problems. And we'll pay the price for that, because if you've got excessive levels of lead in your blood, that can lead to things like mental retardation and stunted growth. We don't want our kids to fall prey to that because you bought them something somewhere where it was made in China, although I say that, and how many things are made in China in the country. But the stuff that's imported, how much of that is stuff that is making these people sick as well? We're buying all of this product. We're driving our manufacturers out of business by buying things that say made in China. How high quality are these products? You know? Until we stop doing that, we're allowing, I think, some of the stuff to come in that's not really regulated closely enough. Because if you look at their water, like I said, and their air and everything else, and their soil, because remember that seeps into the soil, how much of that is oozing into the things that are pumped out of these factories? Well, the answer is obvious, because those factories are making things that are being shipped to places like the United States. Did you hear what I said about the rapid industrialization? So, lead poisoning. Dangerous stuff. Every time I read one of these stories, I go berserk and I think, why can't we? We need to banish them from the U.S., although that won't happen. Are you kidding? Because of how much money too many of our people are making in China. How much of our people are taking their factories, etc., to China. And, of course, the debt that is flung over our head. They have us over a barrel. But when you're talking about some of these chilling things, I mean, we're not saying, oh, they're gripped by a little bit of sickness. Oh, geez, a high temperature. But we can treat them. We're saying, no, they might, who knows what the effects of this are. I mean, I've called for this before. But I'll say it again. When you go out, really try to find things that are made in America. I mean, do me a favor. Do a little experiment for me. Just kind of mentally take a record of it. I'm not asking you to do a bunch of homework for America tonight. But when you are shopping, just take note of where the things are made from. Just flip it over. Take note of it. Clothing, shoes. Ooh, shoes especially. Whew. A lot of shoes made in China. I mean, you'd be surprised. If you really just concentrate on it as you go around, I think you'll be shocked. And tell me, report back to me. Send me an email. Tell me what the percentage is of everything that you've gotten. Food, clothes, all that stuff. How much of it was imported from China? So easy to find on this packaging. I'm blown away. I've found several small American flags made in China. Made in China is the theme. I'm always so excited when I find something made in America. Woo, made in America. It's almost like made in America means that you sat down and made it yourself. It's gotten that bad. Oh yeah, this was made in America. I made this hat. Because it's that hard to find. Just do that for me. And tell me what percentage of what you have in your house is made. Is it 50%? Is it 60? Is it 70? Is it 80? I'm going to bet that the average American, and including the people that listen to America Tonight, I'm going to say that probably, even if you really are trying for the made in America thing, I'm going to say that at least 60% to 65, and that might be low, of what's in your house, various things, are made in China. It's that pervasive. It really is. And, you know, with the government, they whenever anybody tries to ask them questions about it, they figure out a way to dumb it down. They figure out a way to not make it as dramatic. Oh, yeah, we found workers had moderate level of lead poisoning. If I worked somewhere and they tested me and told me, ooh, moderate to high level of lead poisoning, I'd freak. I just remember when I was a kid in school that with the pencils, remember? Oh, you'll get lead poisoning. Like somebody would jam me with a pencil and it was like, oh, that's going to go in your bloodstream. Oh, no. Be careful with a pencil. And we're talking about people in factories pushing, pressing to get things hurriedly done. I'd say that doesn't bode well for most of what we're importing. And it's, like I said, it's not a big ledge that I'm going out on, that lots of you are standing on, because we all know this. We do. But it's just not so easy to get around the label, is it? How easy is it to do that? You're busy, you run in, you grab something. Are you really checking out the label closely? Eh, maybe not. But you'll be surprised. In fact, I think you'll be blown away by some of what you see. You think it's an American company. And it is an American company, but it's importing things from China. It's cheaper. Whatever it, you know, whatever we're talking about. Whatever it might be. And it's a lot. Paper plates. The grocery store is not immune to this. Paper plates. Napkins. Toilet paper. I even saw toilet paper once. I know. I thought, how crazy is that? Even toilet paper. So I guess just about anything could be made in China and shipped over here. But the riskier thing, how many toys, how many things, everyday things have lead in them. Remember the stuff with the dog food that was tainted? That's scary. You think of the love of pets that people have in the United States, especially dogs. And when that dog food came up tainted, that scared enough people away from using certain brands or to be careful and to read and to figure out what was in it. And I guess that's the lesson here. You have to start figuring out what you're buying. And is it worth the risk? Gee, do I really want this? I don't know. There might be some lead poisoning in there. I think I heard Kate Delaney say on America Tonight, you know, 60, 65%. And I think I'm actually being a little bit low on that. I'm going to go through as much of my place. It might take a while, but I'm going to just kind of try my own experiment. Instead of, because I've already done this where I've gone out and bought things, I'm going to go through rooms and see, flip over some things and see where it's made. And I bet you my number, because I really do try, but I bet you my number is going to be higher than that. And I'm sure I'm going to be surprised by some of the stuff that I see, that I flip, that I think was made in the United States, only I really didn't realize that it wasn't. I know there were a lot of Christmas ornaments that I flipped over and saw and thought, well, are you kidding me? You're getting a souvenir ornament from Denver, Colorado, from the Space Needle in Seattle, Washington, and the ornament is made in China, and it's has nothing to do with the area. It's not made there. So, you know that's an American company, right? Stay with us. We're heading for the exits of this hour on America Tonight. You won't want to miss it. Oh, we got some good stuff for you.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In a few moments, in between talking to you and stepping away for just a quick few, I did go over to my mother's china cabinet as we were broadcasting from Philadelphia and looked at some of the salt and pepper shakers. Beautiful. You know, one of them is like a replica of the Eiffel Tower, and the others are two tiered pineapples that kind of look like, and it says Hawaii on it. I flipped them over. I had a feeling, because that's kind of the kitschy stuff. Flipped it over. Sure enough, made in China. The Hawaiian pineapples, Maybe if she doesn't notice, I'll trash them. Because who knows, they're painted. There might be lead poisoning in them. You get my point, though, right? We shouldn't be getting all this stuff from China in the first place. We should just ban it. But I think that if we're talking 60, 65, 70%. Keep doing my little experiment. Look around you and you'll see. You'll be surprised. It's a real eye-opener, really. I mean, obvious things, of course, but things that aren't as obvious, you'd be surprised. A lot of that souvenir stuff that you get when you go visit monuments or museums, you know, pick a coast, pick a place. A lot of that kind of stuff is made in China. I'm going to jump to something completely different just for grins. Because I used to be a big fan of boxing. Well, what is the criteria for getting in the Boxing Hall of Fame? It seems as a Tyson, a Stallone, and a Chavez all are in the Boxing Hall of Fame. They were inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame. It's all alphabet soup, let's face it. On Sunday, Tyson, because, of course, heavyweight champion of the world for off and on for however long. Stallone, Rocky, that's a natural. And Chavez, it would be pretty obvious that he'd be a natural, too. But my question still is, what is the criteria for getting into a Hall of Fame? Stallone, although I love the story, writes a script about an underdog boxer dude from Philly named Rocky Balboa. He did play the part in the movies. You go back to 76, that's when it came out. He was nominated for a bunch of Academy Awards then. It won Best Picture and Director and Best Film Editing and all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. And then it goes on to, like, fast forward to 7 Rockies. And that theme song from Rocky still can be played, and when it's blared out there, people get what it means. But, and the funny thing is, but he wasn't a, quote, professional boxer. So, but for, I guess for 30-some years that you've had the Rocky films. I mean, like, if you're talking about inducting someone for their skills, I get the Tyson thing. And then the Mexican champ, Julio Cesar Chavez. I get that, too. He had 88 knockouts. He had a decent professional record. It was like 107-6-2. And he was the king of Mexico. It makes sense that he would get in, I guess. But I don't get the Rocky thing. Although the interesting part of this story and telling you this, why it's so alphabet soup to me, is the fact that you have two people who really did it for real in the ring. This is where people are somehow delusional about reality and fantasy. That's why reality TV is so big. So you have the Rocky fans out in droves. It was so bad. He even said, I never pretended to be a boxer. I don't have those skills. He didn't go to the pre-induction parade because he was worried about security because people were there to see him. And all he said is, I understand what's going outside the ring. I understand that part of it. But I don't know anything. You know, I didn't know. I wasn't a fighter. I didn't know anything about fighting. And the crowd went crazy. I mean, went crazy for Stallone, not Tyson, not Chavez. So, here you have these two athletes who left their blood, sweat, and tears on the mat. And then you have Yo Adrian. Then you have Sylvester Stallone. And he gets into the Boxing Hall of Fame. I mean, certainly there were other places where you could put the Rocky memorabilia and talk about Rocky and boxing. Any boxer who watches that movie, they can't watch it. Any of the movies, because they know that's not what they would do. I mean, I know they try to make it pretty true to form, but it's not. Somebody who's a pro can pick some of those things out. So, I want to still know the criteria of getting into the International Boxing Hall of Fame. So if I write a bunch of boxing movies that are good, and I'm not taking anything away from Rocky, I love the first Rocky. The six others, questionable. Do I just have to write some successful movies about girl boxing, kickboxing or something? Of course, I guess they wouldn't let me into the, I don't know, maybe they would let me into the International Boxing Hall of Fame. Maybe. It just seems odd that you have those two fighters and a Stallone stuck in between those two guys. Funny to anyone else? Seems odd. Seems just a tad bit odd. Well, let me tell you, there is some good news. If things like what's going on in China and the people coming down with lead poisoning and how much of our stuff is made in China and concerns about your kids and how much they're exposed to it by the different things that they've got and there's no recall and how do you know and all that other stuff might be enough to give you a migraine or maybe you get migraines. Whew, they are debilitating. I've had some bad headaches, whoppers in my day. And I guarantee the people that listen to America Tonight, you totally relate to this. Because if you're trying to sleep and you're listening to the show and you want to catch part of the show because you're in and out of sleep, if you're somebody who's getting off of work and you're going home and you had a really long day because you work cockamamie hours, you get it. Probably swallowing a few aspirin, probably have a pounding headache, probably skip a meal or two. Scientists have actually uncovered, they say, a bunch of genes that are tied to migraine headaches. And even one, and this is a big deal, when you can find one link that is just for women. I mean, there are debilitating headaches. Sometimes people say when they get those, although nobody I know that gets migraines has said this, but some people do say they see through like frosted glass. They can't see right. They see it looks like frosted glass that they're looking at. And they also believe that they describe it as 3 to 4 times more common it is in women. And the precise cause of migraines, still unknown. How many people over, who knows actually, how many centuries, I would dare say, have had that feeling where you just, oh, it's the worst. I think that I've had these terrible headaches every once in a while. I feel for you if you're dealing with migraines. But the fact that they've been able to find, narrow this down, the study that they put into a British journal, and that they have these variations of three genes that are showing up more frequently in migraine patients, that's a good thing. Because that information could lead to perhaps something specific that will really help knock out those migraine headaches. There's help, not just dark rooms and something cold over your head.